We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here, of course. Mm-hmm. And we got a special guest in the building. His new album, Sunday Dinner, is available now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Grant.
Nick Grant.
What's up, baby?
What's up, y'all? Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Apologies, man. Please forgive me for sleeping on Sunday Dinner.
Nah, it's all good. You got to it.
I just got to it, man. Yeah. I really just got to it. One of the best rap albums of the year.
Oh, man.
I got it right under Killer Mike by just a hair. By just the hair, by Killer Mike Michael.
Nick's like, all right, man. Yeah.
I respect it. Yeah. You know, I feel like this is the best album of the year.
You think it's the best rap album of the year?
For sure. Yeah.
Why do you feel that way?
It's my
other
story.
Other than because it's you.
Just lyrically, I think I'm like above a lot of people. I just don't get that credit just because, you know, I don't have certain backing. I don't have certain things that, you know. Mm-hmm. Or I might just be a threat to a lot of different MCs.
You say that on the album?
Yeah. For sure. So, yeah, that's just what I feel.
Explain the title to us.
I'm not favorite. Sunday Dinner is just basically me just growing up in my grandmother's crib. Mm-hmm. My mom and father had, like, addiction issues. And, you know, in they periods of, like, breaking up and trying to figure it out, I would go back to my grandmother's house. You know, she mm-hmm. was a little older raising me. But it was like, yo, all right, I got 3 rules: school, church, Sunday dinner, you know, and I'm just picking up all of these different personalities that I want to become and don't want to become. And essentially everybody becomes, you know, an experience on the album. Mm-hmm. So,
now, when you talk about rap and you talk about the way that you rap, you don't really hear that nowadays,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Does that bother you, deter you from you spitting? Because, you know, growing up, I'm sure there was so many. You could go from Nas to Jay, you can go from Talib to Mos Def, you can go to Kanye. There was so many people that were doing lyricism. You don't really hear that much.
I used to be pissed off about it, but I feel like my purpose and my story is just a little different. You know, I feel like I'm meant to be in this era just because, maybe because it's lacking in this time, and that's my job to kind of carry on tradition in a way. Mm-hmm. I used to be upset about it, but It doesn't bother me anymore.
I disagree with that point, though. Go ahead, Jen.
No, in my opinion, you have soundtrack music. Like, I'm talking about, like, wow. Yeah, I like that because I listen to it and I'm like, okay, I hear Belly, State Property, Part 2. I'm like, okay, nah, he really, really is spitting. Like, ain't nobody else, you know, out here, like, really, really getting deep.
I don't know how
like
to say that.
That.
Do niggas put, like,
I like that.
The secondhand music on the soundtrack?
What? Like secondhand music? No, no.
Like when they make the soundtrack, do they be like, yo, I'm going to say this shit for the album? Man.
See, now I was going to be like, all right, you know what? Because we ain't got good movies like that
for
no
sure.
more.
Got
so
you,
I'm like,
you,
all right,
got
so
got
we
you.
Need, that took me back to like Belly. I ain't say Belly
you,
2, because that was trash. But I'm saying, you know, the first Belly, all right, then the State Property, all right, you know what I mean? Minnesota Society
sure.
takes me back to good
yeah.
movies like that.
For sure.
You know,
no,
yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I disagree with what Envy said, though, only because when you look at the last decade or so of hip-hop, mm-hmm. the top three rappers are all lyricists.
Still all lyricists.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's Cole, Kendrick, and Drake. And then mm-hmm. you still got Absolutely. Your Wale's and your Big Sean.
No, I agree, you've had
your Nipsey's, you know, you had
for sure.
Like all of those people, Rhapsody, Snaps. Like, I think all of those people
yeah.
dope.
Carolina.
You know?
Yeah,
for sure. So I just think sometimes it's just a matter of time.
I agree with that. I couldn't agree with that more. Yeah.
Have you had your I made it moment yet?
I had a few moments that I'm like proud of. I think like touring with like Nas and Lauryn Hill was like a good one for me.
Yeah.
Just the experience of it was like just dope.
You said that on the album and I'm like, I missed when he was on tour with Lauryn Hill.
For real?
What was the line
well,
you
everybody
said you...
missed that show when
she was late.
She definitely came.
And Nick had to do more songs because she was
yeah, to perform the whole album. Jesus, to get her to come out.
What was the bar you said you used to?
I used to watch Sister Act.
Sister
like
Act,
my cousin passed away like on a field trip, so mm-hmm. I rapped about it on the album. And, mm-hmm. I remember everybody like just going to see him. I didn't want to see him like that. This was like my best friend. So I was like, yo, I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to sit here and watch this movie. I'm 10 years old in the crib watching this movie by myself.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of helped just get me through that moment, through that trauma. So yeah, when I remember telling her about it on the album. I mean, on a tour.
Oh, wow.
And she just kind of helped me in that way. So I kind of felt like, you know, it was the perfect time. That was something I was running away from. A lot of the stuff you hear on the album is like a lot of just real life situations that I was running from. And I just finally had to like look in the mirror and be like, yo, it's time.
So was it that moment on tour with Lauryn, remembering yourself watching Sister Act that made you finally deal with the passing?
Absolutely. Wow. This is an album that I wanted to put out. Amir, tell you, this is like one of the albums I wanted to put out when I first came out. But I don't think I was like mature enough to tell it the way that I'm telling it now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
When I first came in, I was, you know, like a wide-eyed child. But now I'm just in a place where I'm like, you know, I'm matured enough. I'm 35 now, so it's like.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Hey, you still look young. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
Was it growth or did you do some work on yourself?
Like absolutely, therapy
okay.
for sure.
Right,
therapy
gotcha.
For sure. Like mm-hmm. you know, you're not in control of anything for real. You're mm-hmm. under God's law, and mm-hmm. you got to find a way to fit into that. And I had to, you know, figure that out. And I just found the courage to tell the story. Like even when you listen to like the intro of the album, it's like my mom. You know, my mom is like yelling at her boyfriend, but you know, and it's a way that I never wanted the world to see my mom. So it's like, all right, that's the first step. The thing that I fear the most, gotta open the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, and the universe worked in a way to where, not the universe, God worked in a way to where it just fit perfectly on the album and opened up the album. So
do you have a favorite song on there? Or what song means the most to you on the album? Yeah, I like that. What song makes you most emotional?
Most emotional. I think it's the intro.
The intro.
Worrying about a classic.
Yeah, worrying about a classic. Mm-hmm. Like just talking about all of that stuff. And I remember going to like my neighborhood. And I remember Amir pulled up one day and he was like, "Yo, ain't no windows on these buildings."
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I lived there, I never really noticed that because it was like normal to me. So it was like those little things on the album was like things that I was scared to face once again. And I kind of like just put it together and kind of got it.
That's a great record, and you say in the hook you say I'm trying to get my people right, but y'all worried about a classic.
Yeah,
explain that because I got some thoughts.
For me it was like yo, I'm going through like different things. I'm like maturing. I'm like finding myself. I'm going through like a whole bunch of stuff, just family wise, career wise as well. And while I'm going through these things, you get people like yo, when the album coming? When the album drop it? Like, nigga, did you buy the last album? Like, so I'm going through these stuff like through these different things and. That's what inspired like the hook, and I'm just like seeing people like, you know, not to be dark, but I'm just seeing people die young and hearing about people that I saw growing up like leaving us. So, that was one of the things that I just wanted to address, and it's like, yo, I got like real life issues, and it's crazy because I feel like I made my best body of work, not trying to make my best body of work.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
because I would think getting your people right would be part of you making a classic record. Like if you make a classic record and it takes off,
that's
more money
for sure,
you know. So you kind of do got to focus on the album.
Absolutely. Yeah. you do but I feel like the kind of person I am, the kind of artist I am, you got to live life as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You got to live life, and you know,
because that's what creates
absolutely
that clap. People, I mean, I would imagine, I'm not an artist, never been
one,
but
you're
a
comedian.
Yeah, but I'm saying like in form of music. Right. Mm-hmm. Like I mean I can spit a little bit of buzz too, but you know, we not gonna get there. All right, wait. Ripping on any beat. It's like, nah. But look though, right? No, what I'm saying, I think you would have to go through, live life and go through your just your trying times, your challenges. That's what makes the classic. Nobody goes in the studio like, yo, I'm gonna make a classic today. You don't until the people tell you it's a classic.
You gotta be moved by the spirit, man. You gotta be moved by something bigger than you, you know?
Right.
And me, a lot of times, it's all about just carrying the integrity in there. Like I read something like that Quincy Jones said. He's like, yo, when you think about money, while you're creating, God walks out of the room. So, you know, so you gotta keep that first. You gotta keep, you know, the story. The story is the most important. I feel like your story is your superpower. And
definitely.
I never really felt like that until this album.
And I always wonder why, when it comes to music, they want artists to be everything but themselves. Like, they'll bring you in the studio and say, you need to make this kind of record and that kind of record, but none of it is what you actually want to make.
Yeah.
Right,
so
for sure.
What's easier? Is it easier to make those bullshit records, or is it easier to do this?
It's easier to do this for me.
Okay.
This is easier for me. I think the hardest part was facing it, but now that, once I got into the groove of it, I won't say it was the easiest thing, because the hardest thing was the internal work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, once I got into, like, making the album, it became, like, yo, this ain't that bad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And naturally kind of just putting the words together, that's like my shit. So it was like, it's perfect.
I love the line, it's like these niggas play a game called Who Could Die the Fastest.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it inspired it, but it had to be like a moment that inspired that.
Just hearing about this kid that I knew, like growing up. Like, man, he's just wilding, you know, just outside, you know what I'm saying? Just hearing about that.
And living like they have nothing to live for.
Like, you're going to get a, you know, extra man or some shit. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, so, yeah, I felt like I had to start that hook off right. The hook is one of the most important things to me now. That's something that I learned. So it's like, yeah, I gotta say something that's like, you know, going to stick to him. Like, soul food, Sunday dinner.
Let's go to Know Your Worth. You know, another great record. Is that something you have to tell yourself constantly?
Not constantly, but it was something like I felt like I have to like celebrate myself a little more, because it's like work, figure out my problems, figure out the problems of the family, figure out all this other shit, and just having so much on my shoulders, to where it was like, you know. Yeah, it's like, when I wrote it, I was like, yo, it's something about a black man just saying, knowing your worth and, you know, celebrating yourself and patting yourself on the back.
Yeah.
The smallest thing, because you can still celebrate the smallest thing in your journey. So,
because women say that often. You don't really hear men say that like we should.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's the problem. No, it ain't no little sassy. No, it ain't. You got to know your worth. Ain't nothing sassy about knowing your worth.
There's nothing sassy about it.
It's just that women, we like to say it a lot, and sometimes women say it and don't even know they worth. They just shout it because it's something to be said now. Yeah. But nah, knowing your worth, that's for all human beings.
For
like,
sure,
you have
sure.
to know.
For sure.
Period.
What is a man's worth, though? Because, you know, most of the time, men, people base all worth on what we can provide.
I hate when niggas ask questions like that. So what's really a man's worth? Like, yo,
what's my worth?
All right, go ahead. You always want, yo, but what really is a man's worth? Like, yo, I don't know, yo, which one is?
For sure. I think it's based on like just the person you are, like what you, you know, what you think, what you deem is like, you know, important. You know, me, I'm all about family. I'm all about, you know, just helping people. My whole mentality is like, lift as you climb. Meaning, like, when you get to a certain, you do this shit very well. Both of you guys, like,
thank you, brother.
But you've been supporting me like since day one. It's like, even just being from Carolina, that shit is hard to make it out of Carolina, bro. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you get to a certain place, you help somebody up. And when you might get to a place where you need help and that person yeah. can, the person that you help can, just a cycle. Yeah. You know, so that's what it's about for me.
Is it hard, though, because, you know, your family see you and you rapping and, you know, they see you on TV or whatever and they think that you might have more than what you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Niggas equate TV with money. Niggas equate videos with money. It's like, you know, I ain't struggling. I'm good, but I'm like, I could be in better positions to help you if you just kind of let me.
Yeah.
Give me some grace to kind of grow a little more. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Do they believe that?
Huh?
Do they believe
Hell
that?
Hell nah, they don't believe that. Hell nah.
You can get a couple more calls when this interview dropped, too. They go, oh, yeah, I saw you up there with Charlamagne over Chance. Yeah, and he was asking you your worth and all that. So, yeah. How much was that interview worth? Yeah. You know how that be, yo, for real.
For sure. Yeah, pocket watcher, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I want to jump, jump to the record Heaven. Where did Tweet, where you get Tweet from?
Man, I DM Tweet. You know, I'm like a huge fan of Tweet, like the whole, I always say like, yo, when I was growing up, if I was signing anybody, it would have been Missy, Tweet.
Tim yeah.
Just wow. Just that whole camp.
Like,
just so innovative, so creative. And man, I just loved her voice. Southern Hummingbird is like a classic to me. So I just DM'd her. She hit me back like, yo, you're incredible. I would love to. So
she
came by the studio, just black woman.
Wow.
You know, real black woman, like, nigga, hurry up and finish the song. One of them, like,
yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah, right, yeah, for sure.
Right.
So, yeah, nah, good energy, special person. I love Tweet.
Did you already have the record planned out? Did you know what you wanted to do?
I had the beat.
Okay.
And I wrote the hook, and she came in and sung the hook. Like, I like demoed it, but I was like stuck, like stuck creating the records. But when she did the hook, my shit just came so naturally.
Boom.
I was like, man. You can't play with this one. You've been trying to get this feature.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Okay.
So what's the story? What's the story you're trying to tell on Heaven? What are you trying to convey?
The story on Heaven is basically it's still in theme, with the album and still aligned with the album. But it's like, I felt like even when I start with the first verse, like, damn nigga, you brave saying you never sold crack in a funny industry where everything is an act. You know, my whole story was like, man, I would get in interviews and lie and say, act like this perfect person. And I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Because I was afraid motherfuckers to see who I really was, and, you know, judge me, you know, but I think that was just a young thing. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I got a lot of things that I'm working on. So.
And you know your worth.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, 100%.
Full circle.
That's the strangest thing when you're in the industry, though, right? Because you're young, so you really probably don't know yourself.
Right.
But now they want you to be something that you're not, or you feel like you got to be something that you're not.
For sure.
So how do you, when do you feel like you finally find yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not 100%, but enough to where I found a foundation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how to, like, Just the simple things, man. Yeah. Smile when you see people. Pull your pants up. I was raised by my grandma. She was born in 1919. Mm-hmm. So the wisdom that I got from her, you know what I'm saying? Like, those little things that I never paid attention to until I got a certain age. Like, you know, those little things that take you a long way. They take you further than, you know, all this other shit that you focused on would take you. So
is that why grandma said is with know your worth? Because
absolutely
it go hand in hand, like the things your grandma told you.
Absolutely. Okay, for sure. A million percent. Like, even with my cousin on the beginning, like, nigga, get in the house. It's like certain things that trigger certain moments and trigger certain words and kind of helps the album flow. You're doing your homework.
Yeah.
Doing this homework.
Yeah, nah, for real. He over there said, yo, this one of the niggas wants you know he listened to every song on that. So tell me about Heaven. Like, I ain't even listening to that yet. Yo, he was sitting there asking. He's like finding lyrics. Like, so when you said they be looking out on the block, like, yo, I don't know.
Motherfucking rap genius.
Yeah, yo, for real. Look up lyrics and some of so did your grandmother help you write number six? Like, yo, come on, yo.
Are they putting pressure on you to put on for South Carolina?
Oh, man, it's a good question. I'm putting pressure on myself, really. Yeah. It's a lot of people that still don't know I'm from South Carolina, even though I waved the flag so heavily.
Mm.
And you influenced me with that in a way, like, even with coming out. Like, yo, you got a whole state to yourself. Like,
yeah.
You got to do that. And these are, like, my experiences. Like, even when I went home, I shot a movie. It's Always Love. I shot a movie, like, a short comedy for the album. And just like the people and all the memories and all the different things. You got a few people that's like, man, keep, you know, repping the city, rep for South Carolina. Like, you're the one.
Nice.
That's kind of like a thing that keeps me going when I hear that.
You got to go to the International African American Museum, man. You ain't been there yet?
Not yet. I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, it opened over the summer.
For sure.
It opens over the summer.
I'm gonna go for sure.
Now, what does success mean to you, right? Because you poured your heart into this album.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want it to do? Because I don't know if you have a goal in mind, and if you don't hit that goal, you know, you're gonna start doing twerk records. I don't know. Like, would you
see him?
Like, what does success mean to you?
He'll say, what does success mean to you? Yo, that's like somebody said, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Yo, I hate his questions, yo. Like, I want everybody to grab it and listen. Nigga, this is what I want niggas to know. Yo. I want niggas to grab it and listen and just love it.
Damn. What success means to me?
For this project.
Man, I want a kid that listens to hip hop the way I used to listen to hip hop growing up. Say, yo, I kind of relate to him the same way I listen to Jay-Z, the same way I listen to Andre 3000, the same way I listen to Nas, same way I listen to Big and still catch stuff from like 20 years ago. Like, man, he said that. Like, I want a kid to have that perspective of the album, and I also want him to be like, yo, he came from here. Somebody from South Carolina saying he came from here. This nigga did it. This is tough. It's tough to get out of here. I'm from like a very remote city.
Walterboro?
For sure. Not a lot of like opportunity. Mm-hmm. But I want a kid to see me and say, yo, this album is dope. I love this guy. Yeah. He's from me. When I look in the mirror, I see him, I see myself in him, or whatever, vice versa. And you know, just show him he can do it for real.
Yeah.
Was Dope Fiends theme for your parents?
Dope Fiends theme?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was. I threw a little bit of like, you know, stuff about the music industry and stuff that I was going through in it. But yeah, it was, for sure.
Because I'm sure you heard Mike's album, and he got the Something for Junkies.
Something for Junkies, yeah.
And he did that, you know, because basically he was saying that, you know, there's no, I don't want to say celebratory way, but when people are addicted, it's actually an addiction. Like, it's something, that should be looked down upon.
For sure.
You know?
Absolutely. It's you know, it's a disease, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, for me, it changed my life. I didn't see it that way at the time. Like, I didn't see like my mom. Like, I would be angry a lot of times because of the back and forth. So it went on Count Your Blessings. It's like, yo, I went to 13 schools by the age of 14.
Yeah.
Just because of my mom's addiction and her and my dad trying to work it out, and they arguing and you know, trying to figure shit out. But as I grew older and kind of found myself, I was like, yo, you know, these people are still human. And they got their own issues. They got their own things that they're fighting. And I had a better understanding of it. So
Did that help you with? Because I'm, you know, that those stuff can be traumatic.
For sure.
You know, so when you realize that they're just humans trying to figure it out, did that help you to heal?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Like, that allowed me to give myself grace. I just had a son, by the way. So
I was
like,
just about to ask you, have any kids? Yeah.
I was just about to have. I just had a son. So
congrats.
So I found myself like just correcting a lot of stuff that my parents did. I'm just correcting, like, yo, they did this. I don't think that's good because, you know, that's something that was traumatic for me. So, yeah.
Right.
It's like loud talking and cursing around your kid. Just the simplest things, you know, I just looked at it and was like, yo, I don't want to be that father or that parent.
Right. You don't want to be an 80s parent.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. I just want to be a good parent.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't want to be a 2000s parent either.
Yeah, for sure.
The way this shit's going. But, you know, you can control that. So
for sure.
But how do you even learn how to be good parents if we didn't see good parents? And we all parents in the room.
Yeah.
I'm thinking just correcting, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing the best job. I think I'm gonna ask my kid that at some point. Mm-hmm. But I think just starting with correcting my parents.
Yeah.
You know, the things that they did with me.
You see it. Like, you see it in your parenting, you know, and then it can go either way, no matter how your cars are dealt. Like, I grew up in the house with my mom and my dad, married, you know what I mean? And I turned out great. But then I had a friend who grew up with their parents in the house, didn't turn out great. You know, it's just whatever your hand is, you just gotta roll with the punches. It don't mean because you grew up in a single family home that you're going to be a certain way, and it don't mean, and vice versa. You know what I mean? So
for sure.
It's all about your household.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely.
Who was you mad at on Catch This Fade, man?
Oh my God, what number was that? only got to listen to three songs. Yo, this nigga up here, we on number 28. Yo, so how do we?
Said, what like, number was
damn.
That?
So who was you trying to fight or catch his face?
But no, I mean, that's the one you shot out 843 on that. So, for sure.
Okay.
Who was you mad at? You talking about shooting at people? And
no, I wasn't. I was saying, like, put the guns down and fight.
I was really saying, what is happening? See, look, y'all see,
but
look.
Pop don't mean
he listening
I'm going to shoot you. Like,
what do you mean then?
I'm going to punch you.
Oh, I know. You said pop, pop, pop.
What that? So what did he say?
He said, you try me, you're going to get popped.
Yeah, pop. Boy, like, I'm going to pop you in your mouth.
I didn't think that. I was thinking shooting.
You said,
then you came back and said, which one of these is going to try to catch this fade?
And even, like, on the second verse, I talk about, like, my first fight.
Got you.
Just fighting somebody, and I went in the house crying, and my dad was like, nigga, why the fuck are you crying? You won the fight. Mm-hmm. Came in the house to cry. You already won.
And what verse was that? No, who first was that? Yeah, you didn't listen to that. He ain't hear the first one. He ain't hear the last verse. He just was listening to the first verse of every song. Like, yeah. So when you say, yeah, when you told him the shit about the pops, he was like,
no,
oh,
the pops
is
early. That's
I
like the first thing
that
you say on the song.
Yeah, that's a hook. That's a hook. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, no, I hear that part.
Well, why were you crying? That's interesting.
Huh? Okay.
Why was you crying?
It was my first one. I was like, first fight. You know.
Had one of those dads, like, if you come in the house and you crying, I'm going to make you go fight him again type shit.
Sure.
Yeah, that's how
for
my
sure.
dad was, too.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Hell yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I started crying. My feelings was hurt.
Yeah, that's it's your like, first fight.
My first one.
It don't matter what boy, girl, whatever, your first fight and you feel like you lost. Hell no. You come in the house crying. And if you got
I
a dad
won,
like
though.
Him.
Yeah, you won. Yeah,
oh, you
I won?
You
yeah,
was crying because you won? Oh, nah. I don't know what's up with you, yo. You, yo, damn, he was crying because you beat him
what
up.
I'm saying.
You ain't want to hurt him. He was like, no, if you would have lost, you wouldn't have been crying.
Yeah.
You still cry when you get angry?
No.
Okay.
I think that was a childhood phase.
Yeah.
That was like a once in a lifetime thing.
For sure. Not once in a lifetime. You know, when I was young, I would cry.
Every time you got into a fight?
Not every time.
Okay.
Like, if they said the wrong shit or some shit where it was like it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Crying helped build you up, nigga. Get your courage. Like,
that's what it definitely made you cry in school.
So
people used to tease you and used to cry?
Huh? They'll say the wrong shit. Because everybody knew each other. They'd be like, nigga.
Oh, I know. Like stuff about your parents. And
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Shit like that. But everybody was, it'd be, that's everybody's story where I'm from. It's like,
right?
Mm-hmm. You're on welfare, nigga. So are you. Everybody, we all.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You just get a dollar more, nigga. That's
for
it.
Sure.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Break down two sides.
Two sides was just like something fun. I didn't.
Oh, come on, break it down, yo.
We talking about his
it's
album.
Like, break it down, yo. Go ahead. Damn.
Two sides is basically me just wanting to have fun. And like just looking at the industry, man, I be frustrated because I feel like the certain niggas shit is the lift as you climb mentality, man. Mm-hmm. Just help certain niggas and I be feeling like people say certain things to you in this business and none of them come true. I also feel like having integrity makes you a troublemaker, you know? Mm. So I just wanted, in anything that I've ever done, like, you know, if I'm willing to stand on something, it always hurt me sometimes. So.
Dang.
Yeah.
I could definitely relate to that. You're definitely right. When you, they don't like to see
no,
somebody confident.
No, you're just a troublemaker.
Right.
You're just a troublemaker, Jess.
All right, yo.
You're a troublemaker.
No, yo, I be standing on real stuff, and they be like, what? No, that's messed up. I'm like, yo, it's just what I believe.
Yeah.
And they be getting mad at that. They don't like confident people, yo.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
So. Another common theme throughout the album is you keep repeating that you're a threat to people. Or you feel like people look at you as a threat
lyrically. In the industry. Yeah, lyrically, I think a lot of people stay away from me, for sure.
Was there any particular moments that made you realize, like, oh, they really scared of me? Amir over there in the corner, like, please tell this story. He's smiling. Which story is it? I can see. What happened?
It's been, I've been on record. I won't name them names. I've been on records with, like, people that y'all probably love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because the verse is better. I when it comes out, I don't hear
you
it.
You ain't know
really?
Yeah, they take it off the record. Or,
I believe shit like that happens.
That happens a lot to me.
Mm-hmm. What song?
Yo, look at you, nah, yo. Don't even worry about it,
Nick. It's been a lot of stuff, yeah.
Did you have a conversation with the artist after that? Like, why y'all took me off?
Nah, I was just like, yeah, I ain't, you know, we ain't built to like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, I would have never did that. I would have been like, yo, nigga, you killed me. You got to write something else.
Yeah. See, they wanted you to come on that motherfucker. They wanted you to be Nick Cannon. You like, nah, nigga, I'm Nick Grant. I really spit. I don't be coming in here playing with y'all, nigga. I don't be wilding out on y'all. I'm dead ass.
Jeez, crazy.
All right, cool.
Wasn't you with TDE at one point? It felt like it was a TDE Nick Grant thing happening at one point.
Yeah, it was. I was working with Punch on some stuff. Mm-hmm. Just creative differences. He had a group, and I just felt like that wasn't the direction I was going.
Yeah.
And I had to get this story out. So yeah.
Oh, they wanted you to be in a group.
Yeah, we did. I actually did a group project with them. Yeah.
A rap group.
I ain't hear that one.
Yeah.
It came out.
Came out.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't want to promote it because I ain't over there no more. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was it? It was you punching some other people in a group.
Yeah, some other people. Yeah.
Who else?
Yo,
I don't remember.
He not
this
over
at
there
all.
No more. Yo, he don't know the other niggas. He
just like, when did
yo, this nigga is crazy. He was like, who else? I mean, I know you just said you don't want to talk about it, but who else?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Just creative differences. It's just creative differences, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, got a lot of respect for Punch for sure.
That's a lot of that stuff. But you think stuff like that is one of the reasons that Nick Grant isn't in the conversation that he probably needs to be because people take you off of records. That probably would have been great look for you.
Absolutely, 100 million percent, for sure, for sure. I'd be feeling like, yo, only person that kind of like ran to it and like respected it was Kendrick.
Mm.
He was like, yo, you're one of my favorite rappers. This project is crazy.
That's dope.
You know, when we do our record, I'm not going to hold no punches.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo. And we talk like that, like just as rappers, like, yo, this is going to be the fight of your life.
Mm.
You know, fucking with me, it's going to be one of them ones. But yeah, he was the only one like, in the music business, that's probably that ran to it.
So why not
that's
reach out really to somebody good. Like him? Him and Dave got their situation now. Like,
yeah, with a camera. Yeah.
Here's the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. How about you reach out for him then? How about you help him out?
I don't know. I know Kendrick, but I don't talk to Kendrick. I love Kendrick, but you know, I don't have a relationship with him like that. Dave, I talk to Dave. Yeah.
Dope.
All right, that's what's up. So see what you can do. Have these questions.
Have you heard Sunday Dinner?
Put in the conversation. I'm not sure.
Okay.
We talked through like a mutual friend, but like when I seen him, that was the conversation with us.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Grant, Sunday Dinner, man. Let's get into a record off the album, man. What you want to play?
What you want to play?
Man, let's play. Play whatever. Let's play. Bravo.
You want to play Bravo?
Yeah. Let's play
okay.
Bravo.
What Bravo is like? That's you celebrating yourself again. Oh, Bravo, right?
Yo, just play it. Yo, wait. This.
All right. Okay.
Before we get into Bravo. Okay. What does this mean? What brought on the Bravo, like, nigga?
I like to see people celebrating themselves, man.
Yeah, for sure.
What tore you down?
That wasn't necessarily about me. It was just about everybody. Okay. Like, where I was from. Like, where I'm from.
Okay, yeah. What tore you down to break this, to bring this about?
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
Niggas don't care about this shit.
Nah, they don't, yo. All right. Fuck him up. All right, so he's going to listen to fucking Bravo,
Dr. Dre called you the other day?
Huh?
Dr. Dre called you the other day?
Nah, Dr. Dre ain't called me.
Look, he looking up shit. Who said that online, yo?
Somebody just told me Dr. Dre called you
Dr.
the other
Dre
day.
Dr. Dre called
Nick.
You?
That's crazy.
Allegedly.
Yeah, all right, allegedly.
Dr. Dre allegedly called him. And said what, yo?
Let's get it. I don't know. That's why I asked him,
Jeff. All right. I was going to say, no, you're not about to tell us that because you want to jump on Bravo. You're not about to tell us that, yo. Yo, come
he's
on
so
with
stupid,
this.
Man.
Yo,
play Bravo. It's Nick Grant. Nick Grant, thank you for coming, brother.
Thank you. How long was that? That was 15 minutes?
I don't know.
I'm trying to beat my record from last time. Nigga had me up in 15 minutes.
15.
Last time,
no. This is 45.
Hello?
32.
32.
Yeah,
32.
Hey.
See what I'm saying?
Hey.
Let's do it.
That's when you ask a nigga about every single song individually to try to get like.
Probably ain't a motherfucking hour.
Funny, yo.
It's Nick Grant. It's The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Sure, thank you.
Wake that ass up in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.